while the others, PCT, Madrid, look at securing your IP rights abroad. Here we look more to what when things turn sour, when there is a challenge to the exercise of your rights, then it is good to have an alternative dispute resolution procedure. And I will only highlight some of the main features of our proposition, of the white paper proposition here. Hopefully it will look so good that you will look out for the for dispute just to taste it. So a good marker in order to see what are the concerns of the parties that are linked by a contractual relation is to look at the choice of dispute resolution clause. And WIPO ran a survey on what were the priorities of the parties in this context, and we found a very important salient feature that parties are mostly interested in time and cost. And I think that is a general mantra for all types of disputes in IP and in other areas. So that will be the main thrust of my presentation, time and cost. Of course, there are other important issues, both for international contracts and domestic contracts, such as enforceability, quality of outcome, the neutrality of the forum, the confidentiality. And here it's important to note that for international contracts, there are two issues which are more important than for domestic contracts, and these are enforceability and neutrality. And this is only natural, because if you are distant from the other party in the contract and far away also from the neutral, from the provider of the solution, it is only natural that you are concerned how I'm going to enforce a solution, a possible solution. And also, is the provider of the solution going to be really neutral? I have trust in my own courts, in my own jurisdiction, but I don't know about a provider of solution which is not close at hand. So WIPO, the solution that WIPO provides, tries to address all these concerns. And it has been undertaken by means of the WIPO Arbitration and Mediation Center, which was created already a few years back, and that provides solutions in three different forms: mediation, arbitration, and expert determination. And we move from the lighter approach to the more forceful approach. In mediation, the neutral brings the parties together so they can reach a settlement. So the settlement has the force of a contract, and the intervention of the neutral is only just that of a facilitator. In arbitration, it is different, because the parties submit their dispute to a neutral, to an arbitrator, or several arbitrators, which issues a binding award, which is imposed on the parties. Then, expert determination is a very specific case in which the parties submit their difference or the dispute to an expert that issues an opinion, a determination on the technical punctual matter. And then, of course, we have domain name dispute resolution. I will explain that a little bit in more detail. But the WIPO proposition is based on our nature as a specialized agency of the UN. We are specialized. We have a large list of people that are experienced in IP and technology, so we can deliver informed results in an efficient manner. We are also a very flexible proposition in that we enable the parties to decide who are the neutrals, also what would be the language used, what would be the applicable law, where would be the forum, where would be based the neutral. So that there's a large amount of flexibility, which is important in time of disputes. Also, our rules are tailored to the different types of disputes, including to IP issues, of course, and technology. And then again, time and cost. We have very competitive fees, and we benefit, being a UN agency, from an assumption that we intervene in a neutral way. So we do not cover only intellectual property. We cover also other commercial disputes. In this slide, you can see that one third of our disputes relate to patents. There's a strong representation also of trademarks, but we have also a large number of ICT and commercial disputes, as you can see. So let me highlight some of the main features of our proposition. We prioritize time and cost. We, being an international organization, cover mainly international disputes, about three-fourths of the disputes that we cover. We are very flexible, as I mentioned, in regard to different elements of the alternative dispute resolution. We have a large list of mediators, 1,500, specialized in different areas. Also, some from the region, some from New Zealand, covering different languages, covering different specialties, different expertise in IP and other areas. We cover different amounts in disputes, from $20,000 to US dollar to $1 billion in our experience. And one important issue is that of enforceability. There's a convention, the New York Convention, that looks after the enforceability of international awards. And actually, it's much easier to enforce an international award than an international court decision. What about confidentiality? That is also very important in the IP and IT domains. If you go into a court procedure, the proceedings, the decision, the fact even that you are engaged in a court proceeding will be known or might be known, whereas in ADR there's a large extent of confidentiality that benefits both parties. And this is especially important in IP because IP is based in the collaboration between partners in order to undertake the exploitation of IP rights. So you may want to preserve that commercial relation and not to let it spoil just because of this dispute that might be punctual. So let me say a word about our services in the field of domain names, which are especially well known. WIPO created in 1999 an international administrative procedure, the UDRP, Uniform Domain Name Dispute Resolution Policy. It allows trademark owners to resolve clear-cut cases of abusive domain name use and registration. It's significantly cheaper and quicker, time and cost, than court litigation. There's a fixed fee. It costs always $1,500 and lasts in average 2 months. And it benefits also from an electronic filing procedure. We have 16 years experience, and we have covered so far 36,000 WIPO cases. And it is still growing. In the new data that was already announced by my colleagues, we can see that there is a 10% increase this year in the cases covered by WIPO in the UDRP. The parties are as wide as the almost as the UN extent and the number of countries, and we operate in many different languages. We have developed very useful resources that are available online, including a jurisprudential overview of selected questions and also an index of UDRP decisions. We basically have cases in all areas where trademarks are protected in the internet environment. You see that the spread out is very diverse and covers many different types of activity. And let me just set very briefly a short example as conclusion. This is an example of a case where We have an agreement between an European airline and a US software developer. This agreement is to develop a worldwide platform for the management of ticket sales, which is, of course, indispensable for the operation of an airline online these days. This agreement in 2012 was followed by another agreement on maintenance and support services. And the choice of the clause, of the dispute resolution clause, was one that we often favor. This is to start by the light approach, mediation, and in case of failure of mediation, to move towards more strict or forceful intervention in the form of arbitration. So the problems started in the area of the scope of the maintenance or support agreement. And these problems led to the airline to terminate the agreement and the software company to respond by requesting that the software be returned, which would have made the operation of the airline impossible. So the airline initiated a mediation, and as a consequence of this process, of this procedure, a new license was granted in the areas where there was some uncertainty. And this shows the beauty of ADR, because it is not so bound, but the literal literal outlook of a statute. You can develop more creative solutions by developing new licenses, for example. And I would like to conclude by listing some of the points of information for ADR, including how to issue a query online, also where you can find the rules, the neutrals, the case examples, and model clauses, also specific information on UDRP, and how to subscribe to our newsletters informing you of developments in the field of alternative dispute resolution. So thank you very much.